Praise be Jesus and Mary, now and forever. In today's gospel passage from Mark chapter 16, we heard in brief terms, typical of St. Mark, how the apostles persisted in their doubt, in their unbelief concerning the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. Even when they were told about it by those first eyewitnesses, first by Mary Magdalene, then by the two disciples on the way to Emmaus. But it wasn't until our Lord appeared to them himself in person that they finally believed that the Lord was indeed risen from the dead. When the risen Jesus appeared to his apostles, St. Mark informs us, he rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart because they had not believed those who saw him after he had been raised. In these passages reported by St. Mark, the emphasis is laid on the apostles' unbelief until Jesus appeared to them personally, notwithstanding the fact that Jesus foretold this wonderful occurrence before on diverse occasions, and that the first eyewitnesses were entirely trustworthy as well. So they still were held in their unbelief, in their hardness of heart. Why then were the apostles so slow to believe? St. Gregory the Great offers us this insight. The reason why the disciples were slow to believe in the resurrection was not so much due to their weakness as to our future firmness in the faith. What other purposes does this have? The very resurrection being demonstrated by many arguments to those who were in doubt, than that our faith should be strengthened by their doubt. Yes, it was for our sake, for all future members of the church, that the apostles in some way needed to see the risen Lord Jesus personally with their own eyes. The apostles knew that they held a very special role and responsibility in Christ's church. While Christ would be its foundation, the apostles would be its pillars. The apostles were to be not only eyewitnesses, but the key eyewitnesses to the most important event in all of human history, the Lord's resurrection. It was because they were eyewitnesses to the resurrection that the apostles could say, as we heard in today's first reading from Acts chapter 4, it is impossible for us not to speak about what we have seen and heard. They could do nothing else but to preach, to give testimony to what they themselves had seen and touched. And because they were eyewitnesses to the resurrection, the apostles could overcome every obstacle, and there were many obstacles in their preaching, especially from the authorities. They overcame every obstacle to fulfilling Christ's command, go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. This is the universal apostolic mandate of Christ, to preach the gospel to all creatures. And this missionary mandate was carried out by the apostles And the church has continued to carry it out ever since then and will continue to do so until the end of time. The primary responsibility of this missionary mandate given by our Lord falls on the shoulders of the successors of the apostles, the bishops. This is true. But all of us must contribute to this most urgent mission of bringing the gospel to all others, especially those who are still unaware of it. God certainly could enlighten the minds of individuals in an extraordinary way, just give them that knowledge about his saving gospel and give them the strength to embrace that. But our Lord chose to use secondary agents, human instruments like us, a very ordinary, simple, shall we say, human way of carrying out this work, of making the gospel known to all individuals. In a day and age like ours, when so many people are confused and ignorant of the gospel and of our Lord Jesus Christ, our contribution to the mission of the church to preach the gospel to all is indeed crucial, irreplaceable. We should examine ourselves regularly on this most important matter, posing to ourselves the question, have I been sharing my faith with others, whether in word or in deed? We should think about that from time to time. No doubt, each and every one of us can be more faithful in sharing the faith with others. Dear brothers and sisters, let us be more docile in the hands of our Lord, more docile instruments of the Holy Spirit to carry out the mission of the church, bring as many souls to Christ. Finally, since today at this Mass, there will be a First Communion, I would encourage all of you to rejoice today with Mary Catherine, to pray for her, that her love for Jesus in the Eucharist might grow without ceasing, and that this very special day in her life might never be forgotten, but might be a day of joyful remembrance throughout her whole life, and even to be relived, in a sense, every time she approaches the living Lord Jesus in the Eucharist, in Holy Communion. Indeed, may all of us receive Holy Communion as if it were our first Holy Communion, our last Holy Communion, our only Holy Communion, that is, to receive our Lord with ever greater faith, gratitude, hope, love, and doing so with the help of our Blessed Mother, Our Lady of the Blessed Sacrament. Praise be Jesus and Mary.